Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
Day three of arrivals for the NFL Scouting Combine. Justin Pulowski with you with your NFL draft buzz. All the buzz going on right now is at the Combine. And today, Buccaneer fans are probably most interested in how these guys arriving will do in the next few days. That is the defensive ends, defensive tackles, and the linebackers in this year's NFL draft. Let's get right into the defensive ends. I don't want to spend too much time here on this podcast and just give you a little preview of what some guys that might excel here at the Combine, or some guys that could start to fall here at the Combine. We'll start right at the top. Robert Quinn, Daquan Bowers, talked about them a lot so far. I think they're right there, 1A, 1B at the defensive end position. Robert Quinn could overtake Daquan Bowers as maybe could end up being top overall player in the draft with a great combine in the next couple of days. Daquan Bowers still dealing with issues of that torn meniscus in his knee that he did play on at the end of the season, was still playing at a high level, still had great motor, effort putting forth on the field. Very impressed by him fighting through that injury at the end of the season, but still after surgery, kind of rehabbing, getting back, not going to run at the combine. We'll go through the interview process. I believe he'll lift as well, but Robert Quinn didn't play at all last season, but this is a guy who could go up, light up the 40, light up the change of direction drills, and then we'll see what he does in the interview process. But all signs point to Robert Quinn having a great combine, along with Aldon Smith. Have Aldon Smith, defensive end out of Missouri, go into the Bucks in my first mock draft at 20. I predict Aldon Smith has a great combine. I predict his stock goes up, and I don't think he's going to be there for the Buccaneers. If the Buccaneers want Aldon Smith, they might end up having to trade up to get him. Guys who I think might not have a great combine, I'm going to start with Cameron Jordan out of Cal. Cameron Jordan had a great Senior Bowl, but he's not the flashiest of players. I think lining up at the 40 compared when he's lining up after running or after other guys run like Robert Quinn and Aldon Smith, Cameron Jordan might only run a high 4.7 or maybe a low 4.8. He's more of a 5 technique and a 3.4. That's kind of where he played at Cal. So in the next level, I see him more of his defensive end in that 3-4 defense, but could also play in the 4-3. I just don't think he's going to be as flashy as some of the other players. Speaking of flashy, Ryan Kerrigan. I know, listen, you can't match his work ethic, his leadership. He should do great in the classroom. I just don't think he's the flashiest of players, so when he gets out there on the field, he could look stiff at times. He's not going to put a blazing 40 up. Why you draft Ryan Kerrigan in the first round is because he could be a leader on that defense, and I think when you talk about the Buccaneers, you know, Kerrigan might not be fluid enough or athletic enough to move the outside linebacker, so you're looking at 4-3 defensive end. Can't really play in the 3-4 defense, so that's going to limit the teams that look at him. But if the Buccaneers are interested in Ryan Kerrigan, it's going to be because of that work ethic, because he is a guy that's driven to be great. I think that's going to help him in the interviews, but on the field, we could start to see Ryan Kerrigan slip just a bit. Big combine, though, for Adrian Claiborne, and we still haven't gotten word as to what he's going to do. Is he going to go through the whole process? But this is a chance for him to sit down individually with each of these teams. I talked about the red flags that have been around Adrian Claiborne, the drop-off in production, the no-show at the Senior Bowl, and then there were rumors a couple weeks ago that Adrian Claiborne wouldn't participate in any of the drills at the combine. I think Adrian Claiborne needs to start building up that name. It could start at the combine today. And one sleeper early on in the draft process I do want to touch on, Greg Romeus out of Pitt. I thought Greg Romeus was one of the best defensive ends in the country before he ended up getting hurt this season at Pitt, dealing with a knee injury. If Greg Romeus can come back and show some health, I still think he falls to the late third, maybe into the fourth round. Greg Romeus is a guy who could really open up some eyes if he can prove to be healthy, go through the interview process. I talked to Dave Wanstead about Greg Romeus earlier in the season, and he said there's no player that I would want to coach right now and have as a leader on my team than Greg Romeus. Loves Greg Romeus. I think Greg Romeus will be very good in the NFL if he can stay healthy. Defensive tackle position also showing up today. The battle up top there, Marcel Darius, Nick Fairley. Both of those players are going at it, and both have strong consideration to be the top defensive tackle taken in this year's draft. One guy I'm intrigued to see what he does at the combine is Muhammad Wilkerson, defensive tackle, played defensive end at Temple, is going to move to tackle. Anxious to see where he weighs in at, but he's been measured at 6'5", 305, with a frame to get bigger. I think Wilkerson's stock could really go up after this week's combine. And then, of course, the linebacker position. And, boy, all eyes, at least my eyes, are going to be on Dante Moak to see, can he actually run that 4.25, that urban legend at Nevada? Can Dante Moak even come close to a 4.25? Hell, if he runs a 4.4, that's still blazing to me at anywhere between 230 and 240 pounds. Dante Moak could see his stock, or at least his name, start to get some buzz about him. Bruce Carter, I want to see his health at the combine. And, of course, Mason Foster, I like him at the outside linebacker position out of Washington. We'll see what he does at the combine as well. At the middle linebacker position, you know, Martez Wilson is an interesting player because he played inside linebacker at Illinois, 6'4", 250 pounds. I want to see how fast he runs. You know, one thing with the Buccaneers that we need to remember is that their linebackers have to have some speed. You have to have some speed to play in that Buccaneer type of defense. Martez Wilson has the size. Does he have the speed to get deep into the deep middle of the field? If so, maybe the Buccaneers do look at Martez Wilson as a possible candidate at the middle linebacker position. If he does not show the speed, then we could see Martez Wilson possibly going to a team that needs an inside linebacker in the 3-4, or could we see Wilson with that size at 6'4", 250, moved outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense? Wouldn't surprise me there. Greg Jones measured in at 5'11 at the Senior Bowl, really didn't flash all that much. He's going to have to show some good speed. And, you know, the Predator, Nate Irving, NC State middle linebacker, what a great story, coming back from that car wreck, missed an entire season, came back, played very well last year for NC State. He's looking at third, maybe fourth round, but a great combine, a good 40, could start to get some buzz around Nate Irving's name and start to hear his name and his stock going up. All right, that's going to do it for today's Draft Buzz podcast as the combine in full swing now. These players, the defensive linemen and linebackers, their workout, which all fans will be interested in, their workout is on Monday. So make sure you tune into the NFL Network to watch that. And remember to keep coming back here to JoeBucksFan.com for all of the latest NFL draft news, especially regarding your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's what we do right here at JoeBucksFan.com. I'm the Commish, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right here for another Draft Buzz podcast at 620 WDAE and JoeBucksFan.com.